All right, Trouble Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up top of page Kuf Lamed. Ukashem, she efshar la'asos. So remember again, just so we're all on the same page, literally and metaphorically. So remember again, the Biyajetzin was talking about the concept of hachlota and ratzon. I should say ratzon and hachlota. Being strong-willed and being decisive. And drawing the distinction between those two and ultimately highlighting for us why both midos are profoundly necessary. So the Piagetzin continues and he says over here, Kashim she afshar lasos shum dar below ratzon. The same way you can't accomplish anything in life without ratzon, right? Meaning that you have to have a will. What he means by that is your will dictates, your ratzon dictates what you're going to spend your time on, right? How you're going to allocate your resources. What are you going to focus on? So without a rut zone, you just simply end up spinning your wheels throughout life. So this is amazing. So if rut zone ultimately dictates what you focus on and ultimately which direction you go in, the power of hachlota is decisiveness creates consistency. It's actually a very profound use. Decisiveness creates consistency. So meaning what? So remember, as we've seen, is that sometimes because of circumstances in life, my ratzon just gets mixed up, right? I start the day with a clear ratzon, and then for whatever the reason, the ratzon gets messed up. That's where decisiveness comes in. Hachlota says that I decided to do this. I told myself this was correct. This is the path I'm going to continue on. So therefore, in order to remain consistent, a person requires decisiveness. So it's almost like the flow chart is like this. You establish your ratzon, right, with your intellect, with your heart, with your neshama, understanding what are your life goals, aspirations, what do you have to accomplish. That ratzon is strong enough, helps you overcome even hurdles. The challenge with ratzon is that it could become mibulbal, right? It could become messed up because of a variety of different life circumstances. That's where hachlata comes in. Decisiveness says, I know I told myself, I know I decided, I know that I decided that ultimately I have to do A, B, and C, I have to do it. Even though now my head is going in a million different directions, decisiveness, I have to keep going. And if a person lives a life of hachlata, that ultimately creates a sense of consistency. That creates the hasmada. Hachlata creates hasmada. So decisiveness creates consistency. Kain, e'afshar lavo l'shum aliyah, below emuna. Well, listen to this. Similarly says the Piagetzin, you cannot come to any type of aliyah. Now, aliyah in this context means what? You cannot come to any elevation below emuna. Without emuna, gam bi'atzmo ubitachon b'koach avodaso. So says the Piagetzin something amazing. He says, same way you need ratzon, same way you need hachlata, you also require emuna. Emuna in what? Emuna in myself and belief in the power of my avoda. We'll say this is very beautiful now. Now, all of these things are wonderful. Ratzon is great. Hachlata is great. But if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe that your avodas Hashem is something meaningful, it's very hard to gain real traction in life. What does this mean? Kilomar, kvar nochachta ladas. We've already established shelo dai sheyasa ish meisim tovim bilvad. It's not enough in life just to do good things. It was a very profound piece. It's not enough in life just to do nice things. Rak shegam hu ba'atzmo yihye tov. We'll say, hear this incredible distinction. In life, it's not just enough to do good things, but I have to strive to become good. You hear that distinction? A person could do good things and not necessarily be good, right? Even bad people do good things at times. The goal is not just to be a person who does good things, but to be a person who does good things and ultimately become kula tov, to become ultimately, again, good in my essence. What does that mean? How is that measured? Mimidosav, midos tovos yaase. So ultimately, again, a good person doesn't just do good actions, but ultimately has good midos. Ubigadlus valios Yisrael gam hu yiskadel. Aval Darko, this will say that piece we're going to come back to. This also is someone who grows ultimately again with the growth of the klal. Someone who's so linked in with the klal that when the klal grows, he goes, we'll come back to that. Aval Darko, so we'll say, you hear what the Piaget's saying over here? I want to, let's talk about this just a moment. You know, the Sefer Achinuch coins the famous phrase of Acharei HaPa'ulos Nimshachos HaLevavos. Namely, that sometimes when we think about becoming good people, we often assume that becoming a good person is a process which begins internally. It begins internally. Right? So how do you go ahead and get a good heart? Right? How do you acquire a good heart, create a good heart? It starts in the inside, right? Emotions and machshavas and kavonas. This is Sefer Achinuch, not true. The path to being to a good heart is good actions. Do good things, and good things will make you a good person. There's an incredible amount of wisdom to that statement, because people sit around waiting for a good heart and good emotions and good kavonas and good machshavas for a lifetime. And sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. Actions you could control right here and now. Right here and now. So ultimately, again, says the Piagetna, something. So therefore, so while that is true, we know that sometimes a person could engage in good activity, but lav dafka, that they have become a good person. So on the flip side of this, the Piagetna says it's important for us to be attentive, not just to the good actions, but also ultimately to becoming a good person. How does that occur? So a person who has the proper midos, person who's connected to Klal Yisrael. So watch this. Aval darko shel ha'ish kishu b'shefluso u'midosav b'chol atzmuso kasha lo lahamin shehin l'tova tisapechna v'hu la'alios yisala u'bishvil zeh yishrashel v'lo yisametz rak yaseh maisim tovim. But in order to become a good person, one must believe in themselves. One must believe in themselves. One must believe that they are worthwhile, that their avoda is worthwhile, that their life is meaningful. If I don't think that I am important, if I don't think that I have any kind of chashivos, then at the end of the day, I can never become a good person. An incredible yisod. You could only become a good person if you believe that you have self-worth, if you believe that your life is meaningful, if you believe that your actions make a difference. We've spoken about this, says the Piaget, not once, not twice, not just three times. Shes atzmucha eincha makir v'rak b'kankan ata mistakel u'mashi yesh bo gam mimcha Ne'elam. Says the Piaget, now the great tragedy of life is that sometimes we don't really see the goodness we possess. When looking at ourselves, we only go ahead and look at the kankan, we look at the vessel, but we don't appreciate what is inside the vessel. We don't appreciate who we are, what we are, the greatness and the goodness that we possess. And sometimes, as well as we think we know ourselves, the goodness that we possess is hidden from us. So ultimately, again, but when a person doesn't see their own goodness, when a person doesn't have emuna in themselves, then ultimately, again, it's impossible to get any kind of real life traction. Have a rotze, have a machlit, have a ma'amin bekoacha yisrili asher ba'avodascha, v'tira im gam ata lo tiskadish kakochav meir lo sar. This is so beautiful. So the Piagetna ends off the section, and with this we're going to end. Says the Piagetna, ultimately again, develop your ratzon. Decide in life what you want. And once you decide what you want, develop a strong and acute ratzon to acquire those things that you set your mind to. Overcome your obstacles. Create hachlata. Create decisiveness. That even when you get a little foggy, right? Even when it clouds over because life is challenging, you're not sure, do I want this? Do I not want this? If you establish it as your ratzon, be decisive. And ultimately, again, continue down the derech. Have koach, have emunah in your power as a Jew. Have emuna in yourself. Have emuna that you matter. Have emuna in your abilities. And if you do this, says the Pesach, look at the last line in the section. V'tira im gam ata lo tiskadesh. If you have all of this, ratzon, hachlata, emuna. Ratzon, hachlata, emuna. He says the Piyajetzna, you will see how holy you become. Ukihokov meir lo sayer. And ultimately, again, you will see that you will shine as the brightness of the stars. Beautiful section. All right, boss, we'll stop here. We'll pick up Emiratz Hashem, bottom of Kuf Lamed tomorrow.